USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have criticized President Biden for his handling of the situation in Afghanistan, including members of the House of Freedom Caucus. Speaking for that group, Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs called on President Biden to resign.
We also call upon the person who said the buck stops here, who said more than 20 times, we will not leave any American behind. The person who basically orchestrated the July 2nd evacuation of Bagram without telling Afghanis, we call upon, most somberly, the resignation of this President Joe Biden.
And COVID vaccination rates have doubled since mid-July, according to the White House. COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients said Tuesday that the U.S. is administering an average of 900,000 doses per day, up from 500,000 per day in mid-July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Companies have begun putting in place COVID vaccine mandates for their employees, including one company that makes vaccines. Tim Berg explains.
COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca is requiring all of its U.S. employees to get vaccinated against the coronavirus if they plan on returning to the workplace or need to interact with customers. Though AstraZeneca manufactures its own vaccine for use in approved countries, the shot has not been approved for use in the United States, meaning its U.S. employees will need to get a vaccine made by one of the company's competitors, such as Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And after weeks of delays, the Texas legislature has approved a controversial election reforms bill that caused the Democratic members of the Texas House to flee to Washington, D.C. to deprive the body of a quorum. After the bill passed in the House, Texas Governor Greg Abbott indicated that he would sign it into law. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Since taking power in Afghanistan, the Taliban have said that they wouldn't allow the country to become a safe haven for terrorism. But many are not taking them at their word. Former Secretary of Defense and CIA Director Leon Panetta says that he doesn't believe their promises. He tells MSNBC that the Taliban has proven with their actions and positions that they will create a safe haven for Al-Qaeda and other terror groups in Afghanistan.
I heard an interview with Richard Engel and one of the spokesmen of the Taliban. In which he asked about bin Laden's role in the 9/11 attack. And the spokesman for the Taliban said that there is no evidence that he's seen that bin Laden was involved in the 9/11 attack. Now, if that's the Taliban's position, and I think it is, there's no question in my mind that the Taliban is going to allow Al-Qaeda safe haven in Afghanistan. And one of the primary missions of our effort in Afghanistan after 9/11 was not only to get bin Laden, which we were successful at doing, but also to prevent Afghanistan from ever becoming a safe haven for terrorism. Unfortunately, today, that mission was not accomplished.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.